Good afternoon. Thank you. Can everybody be seated, please? We're going to get started. Welcome to Howard University Jazz Ensemble Spring Concert. This is this concert today will feature the great Pharoah Saunders. Let's give him a hand. Outstanding Performance Award, Karen Chapdelaine on bass, and Brent Burkhead on saxophone, and Carol Von De Schiel on drums. We're gonna move this right along. Our first selection is a very famous composition by the late, great Thad Jones. This is entitled The Groove Merchant.
Thank you.
sir. Thank you. Our next selection is a composition from the classic album, The Sidewinder. This composition by Lee Morgan is entitled Hocus Pocus. Thank you. Coker, Lee Morgan, Elijah Barber, tenor saxophone, Don Monte McCoy, trumpet, Sam Fraser, piano, Cedric Evans, drum. Thank you. I'd like to do a piece by one of my favorite composers, Don Poulos. This piece is called Ode to Life, and we're going to dedicate this to the late Billy Taylor, who was a friend of the Howard University Jazz Studies program. So this is Ode to Life, and this will feature Mr. Sam Fraser, who is a father. Just had a son. How old is he? Huh? How old is he? 3 days old. His name is Kenneth. Kenneth, like Dennis, but Kenneth with a K. So this is Ode to Life. Thank you. Sam Frazier, Old Delight. Pete Muldoon, guitar. Thank you. We also lost another great master, the late great James Moody. And we thought we would like to do one of his most famous songs. This is his I'm in the Mood for Love, Moody's Mood for Love, words by Eddie Jefferson. So this is going to be a very unique arrangement of this. It's not a vocal. It's going to feature our vibe player, Mr. Quentin Millett on vibes. And this is Moody's Mood for Love. like to say, come on, Pharaoh Silas, you can blow for me now. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'd like to introduce some of my closest colleagues. Reverend Stone, would you stand up and take a bow, sir? Like for the members of the staff of the Department of Music, can you stand up and be recognized, please? And we also have a dignitary here, the Dean of College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Donaldson. Would you stand up? Recognized? Also, Andrew White. Is Andrew on the way, Andrew? There he is. And also, I'd like my baby sister to stand up. Ann? Stand up, Ann. That's better than sister. You're so pretty. Thank you. So we're gonna have now the great Afro Blue. Get ready to knock them out of here.
Great to see so many of you here. We're going to do a ballad. It's entitled In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning, and it will feature Miss Integrity Reeves. And this is actually an orchestration. It's based on a piano interpretation by a French jazz pianist named Christian Jacobs. So if you like the harmonies, I didn't do them, he did. I basically transcribed his piano work and I orchestrated it, so sometimes you'll hear the voices sound as strings, sometimes they're woodwinds, sometimes they're brass, and Integrity is a soloist. I hope you enjoy this in the wee small hours of the morning.
When the pool went
session. Afro Blue, let's put them in. At this time, we have a special presentation with Professor Bill Richards. Can you please come forward, please? This Maestro Young, can you come forward, sir?
Thank you, Fred. It's my pleasure to award Victor Young our annual award from Zildjian Cymbal Company. And if I may, I'll read this little congratulatory letter. It says, "Dear Victor, each year the Zildjian Company selects 25 Avita Zildjian Percussion Scholars. We are delighted that Howard University recommended you for this honor and confirm your acceptance with the enclosed scholarship certificate. Congratulations on becoming an Avita Zildjian Percussion Scholar. Sincerely, Craigie Zildjian, Chief Executive Officer, and Keith Aleo, Director of Orchestra and Concert Percussion." Just add, from a personal note, whether we're talking sports, music, academia, to be successful, you need a really good team, and nobody epitomizes teamwork better than Victor. You want something done, you ask Victor, and it's done. So he's been a real joy to have around, and I'm really happy to be able to present him with this.
At this time, we would like for Professor Young and Maestro Pharaoh Saunders to come forward, please. Washington, D.C., I wasn't here more than a year or so, and I got acclimated to the scene here, and I heard that Pharaoh Saunders was going to be performing in Baltimore. You know, I thought I had moved to heaven. You know, I drove up to Baltimore, and I finally remember where it was that you were performing. You were performing at a place called the Marketplace in Baltimore with Carl Grubbs. Carl Grubbs had Mr. Saunders as his guest artist on a concert, and it wasn't a very, very large room. But Mr. Saunders set that room on fire. You know, I'm reminded of thinking back to the late 1950s when, you know, hard bop, we came out of the bebop era and went into, you know, a hard bop era, and then there was a small nucleus of musicians who were making a radical change, you know, speaking a totally individual voice, and Pharaoh Saunders was amongst that small group of musicians, and later working with the great John Coltrane and his own ensembles years after that, and has made an enormous contribution to the forward motion of jazz, the creativity of what jazz is all about. And Pharaoh, we thank you. We thank you. And with that said, we would like to present you with this Benny Golson Award, and it reads, the Benny Golson Jazz Master Award, presented to Pharaoh Saunders, legendary saxophonist, composer, and band leader, March 3rd, 2011, Andrew Rankin Chapel, Memorial Chapel, in recognition of your legendary excellence in jazz, Howard University Jazz Ensemble. Thank you. It's been an honor to have Mr. Saunders here. I picked him up yesterday from the airport, and we bonded very well. I've been an admirer of his music, and we're honored to have you here at Howard University to play with us, sir. Yeah. This is, we're going to play pieces, two of his pieces, and one piece by John Coltrane. The first piece, I saw this piece some time back. I saw him do this on TV on the David Sanborn show. He played it with David Sanborn, and the name of this composition is Djembe. So this is feature Lodi Bolivar and Pharoah Sons. This is Djembe. Thank you. you. This is next selection by John Coltrane. This is Naima. Naima, Pharaoh Sanders. Thank you. Our final selection, before we play our final selection, very important announcement. There will be a reception in the Black Grand Center. Fried chicken over there.
Oh, no.
Wings.
No whiskey. No whiskey. Kool-Aid. Fried chicken. Wings. Wings. Burnt wings. All right, we're going to play. It's going to start immediately after the program. First come, first serve. We only have enough food for 10 people, okay? So we're gonna play. Who we gonna play? Creator has a master plan. I could have just played that at the beginning, let you go, huh? All right. This is the Creator has a master plan, and you'd like to say anything to us before we leave? So give us nice words of wisdom. Keep practicing. Well, sir. He's such a great man. We learned so much from him today. He went with dinner last night. He told us about his years in New York City, also his years in Oakland, and also his years in Little Rock. And this morning, he went to Dr. Kamala Dean's African-American music class and spoke to the students, answered questions so eloquently and everything, and he told me he didn't want to talk that much, just want to play. But we're just so honored to have you here. I'm glad you, I came in yesterday, flew in, 5-hour trip, right? He got lost in the airport, right? I couldn't find you, right? He followed me, I couldn't find him, he followed me. And he's leaving today. What time are you playing, Lee? 6? Okay, 6, okay. So we're going to get him, he's not going to be able to stay too long. We're not going to kidnap him. He needs to get back to L.A. So let's give him a nice hand for coming in. Trying to get him into Bohemian Caverns when sometime this summer. Hopefully we can work that out. So we'll let let everybody know that he's coming in. So I hate for this concert at the end because I'm gonna miss seeing you and everything, you know, and playing with you. So this is we've had the pieces for him written for us, and so we had a little rehearsal this morning. Had a chance to talk through everything. We just wanted to tell him how we were going to play his music. So he said everything was fine. So this is the Creator has a master plan. This is from Karma, the album Karma. Yeah. What was the other piece on that? Colors. And that was Deion Thomas singing on it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody know it. You got by the records now, okay. During the Christmas holidays, I was trying to get in touch with him, and I didn't know how to get in touch with him. And so I called one of my friends, Mr. George Johnson. Stand up, George. George put me in touch. George is over the Washington, D.C. Jazz Network. And very fine lyricist. He's a put lyrics to a lot of music. Have you performed with George before? Oh, yeah? Y'all go way back, huh? Huh? Moment's notice? Okay, good. So George gave me his number, and I called him, and we worked everything out. So this is his masterpiece. The Creator has a master plan. And you mind if I yodel? Y'all try to get me fired. Reception and Black Grandstand, hip hop lounge on the second floor.